My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I saw the odds on Jets' next head coach. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah, they said that they're going to give, is it the Ulbrich? They said they're going to give him every opportunity to win the job, which, by the way, don't give the intern the job. Look at Antonio Pierce. Please
are
don't.
You sitting down? Are you ready?
Yeah, what do we got?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay.
2-1. Right. He's the odds-on favorite.
Yeah.
We have Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
5-1.
That's a lot of information, so.
He's out there.
Yeah, but
why
would you hire him?
Did a nice job in Tennessee. I mean.
Yeah, he did. But isn't he another Robert Saleh?
Yeah, it just depends on what you want to. I mean,
Belichick.
Look, again, how much? None of this matters unless you have to decide, does Aaron Rodgers want to come back to do this again? And can you bring in an offensive coordinator that can modernize their offense?
Okay, so, you might like the next guy then.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson.
See?
6-1.
I would be very, very interested.
I can't even imagine
what Ben Johnson could bring. Because if you look at, again, going back to, if you look at what the Lions do and you look at what the Jets do, the Lions are a great example of they make offense easy for their quarterback. And I get the Lions have a bevy of really good players and they have an elite O-line. So that is an easier thing to do. But it's all the more reason why if you're the Jets and you're Aaron Rodgers and you don't have a good O-line, but you do have good skill players, not quite like the Lions, but you've got some guys on the outside, you've got a couple good backs, why do you want to make things harder on yourself? Especially in an era now where defenses are making it more challenging than ever. Watch the Jets play. The best example of this, did you see Van Ginkle, the Minnesota linebacker, had the pick six.
Yeah.
Watch what they do on that. So this is what Brian Flores and what Minnesota's been doing all year. They get you into these third and obvious passing situations, which, by the way, the Jets dropped back 54 times and they ran the ball 14 times. You want to talk about against a team that is the number one team on third down obvious passing situations where Minnesota can bring any kind of look. They're doing things on defense that even when I watch them on film, I'm like, I don't know where the hell that came from. I'm like, oh my God, like the way they're bailing on things. And they're walking up into like a bare front where every offensive lineman is covered. And it's almost impossible to sift through what Minnesota is going to end up in on the snap. And Aaron Rodgers does nothing. There's no shift. There's no motion. You're taking Chinese math quizzes and you're not giving yourself any answers pre-snap. So he snaps the ball, and he automatically assumes it's a full-on blitz because everyone's mugged up, and he goes to throw the little slant, which is 5 years ago how you handle that blitz, and what does Minnesota do? They bail out of it. They end up playing zone, and who's standing right in the passing lane but Van Ginkle, the Minnesota linebacker, and Aaron Rodgers. I guarantee he went to the sidelines and said, where did that guy come from? Because that's what teams are doing now, and if you're unwilling to run the ball, if you're unwilling to have play action, if you're unwilling to do shifts and motions to try to get the defense to tip their hat, this offense will continue to struggle. And I just think Aaron Rodgers is stuck in this, I'm comfortable doing it my way, and at this point in my career, I'm not willing to change. And if that is the case, it doesn't matter who their head coach is. They will be stuck in this. And really, Rodgers, he just doesn't he doesn't look like he has it anymore.
Well, and Hackett
is
an enabler.
No, exactly.
Because he's always worked with Rodgers. It's like the only reason he's ever gotten a job.
Exactly.
So would you say they have concepts of a plan then?
I think they have bad concepts. They have
concepts of a plan.
And this whole thing was kind of built on bad concepts of a plan. You brought in a guy that was supposed to be your savior, and in the NFL, saviors don't exist, with the exception of probably Pat Mahomes and maybe Lamar Jackson. Like, there just isn't saviors. Even guys like Mahomes and Jackson, they need structure, and you just acquiesced and let Aaron Rodgers bring in Lazard and these guys that he wanted. You let him bring in his crappy offensive coordinator, and you kind of let Aaron bully your franchise, and it resulted in a blown Achilles and now an offseason where there was no continuity, and you shoved all your chips in the middle, and it's not working. And somehow, you ended up firing your defensive coordinator who had actually done, well, your defensive-minded coach, who had actually done a pretty decent job on the defensive side of the ball. And where you're going from here, I don't know. And also, it's funny that the two names that are being brought up in Vrabel and Belichick, both defensive guys. The Ben Johnson thing is interesting. I just don't know what Aaron Rodgers would think about going to and listening to a young guy that tells him, hey, man, we need to do things differently. And by the way, the last time Aaron Rodgers listened to a guy, remember, he butted heads with and didn't want to play his way, he won two MVPs with Matt LaFleur, who turned out that Matt LaFleur did know what he was doing. So, you know, I just think that Rodgers at this point may be more of a problem than he is a solution.
Well, there are over 50 names on the odds list for next Jets head coach.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Over 50.
Yikes.
Who's got the longest odds?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm Ben Johnson, I don't want that job. Because Ben Johnson, with the way the Lions are playing, he'll have his choice. I wouldn't take that job because you're signing up for something that really is... it's probably over, and they're going to try to get Rodgers and that group to hang around for another year or two and try to run it back. Don't do it. Go somewhere where you can build something kind of like what Ryan's has down in Houston. Go someplace where you're going to get a high pick, draft your quarterback. Don't tie your future to Aaron Rodgers and then have to be like, where do we go from here?
So some of the names on the list are Matt Nagy, Joe Brady, Arthur Smith, scrolling down, Jim Schwartz, Kellen Moore, Wes Phillips, Greg Roman, Jim Bob Cooter. I mean, everybody's on this list.
Yeah, everybody.
But you asked who has the longest odds. At 250-1, you have Deion Sanders, Jim Harbaugh, Nick Saban, Rex Ryan, and Tony Romo.
Nice.
But there is one man at 5,000-1. So 250-1 are all those guys I just mentioned. This guy is dead last, but he is on the list, 5,000-1, and my God, would I pay all the money in my wallet. Well, I don't have a wallet, and I don't have much money.
Can I guess?
I would pay to see them hire this guy. It would be so funny.
Oh, funny. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's absurd.
I was going to say Andy Reid, because in no way he's
someone that
the
hates
city,
Rodgers.
It would be an absolutely absurd hire.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No, good guess.
That's a good guess.
if you think about it, you might get it.
I'm trying to think of who's like just the...
It would be absolutely absurd.
Mike McCarthy?
Oh, no. God, that'd be amazing. I would pay for that. Mike McCarthy to come back and deal with Rodgers again?
He's not a coach.
He's not? Oh. Elon Musk.
Joe Rogan.
No. He's an old.
He's an old?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
Like an
ayahuasca shaman.
What? So what, Biden's done being president, so you go come be the head coach?
The man who the Jets should hire at 5,000-1 is.
Didn't Larry David say that he could run the Jets offense?
Joe Namath.
Oh, nice.
Can you imagine old drunk Joe Namath over there? Giving a guy's face.
That would be amazing. Isn't he like almost 80 years old?
Yeah. That's why he's 5,000-1.
Someone go hire Urban Meyer. Yeah, it's just, it's...
He's not even on here.
You made the effort, and it didn't work, and this thing is going nowhere fast. But, you know, the GM will be next. If I'm the GM, whatever I can to go get Davante Adams, go get him, because you're fired at the end of the year anyways. You're not making those picks, so you might as well give up whatever capital you got to go get him, and maybe you can... You know, that division's very winnable, or at least the playoffs, so go get him and maybe win 9 games.
Next head coach fired... Doug Peterson, 1-1.
Oh, it should be Antonio Pierce.
Nick Sirianni, 4-1. Kevin Stefanski, 6-1. Antonio Pierce, way down there at 16-1.
Well, maybe they're
too cheap. Taylor isn't up there.
Maybe they're too cheap, Antonio Pierce might be the worst coach in the NFL.
My money would be on Stefanski really getting the next.
I would think
it's going to be the same thing as the Browns.
I thought it'd be Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. That team should be 4-1, and they're 1-4.
Yeah, he's 12-1.
Yeah,
but I think Stefanski is low key on the block because Winston sucks, and you can't like
again.
Stuck.
It's like the Rodgers thing. The you can't fire thing. Him. So
and they're a bad franchise, just like the Jets, and they'll chase their tail. They always do. And they're panicking.
Tell you what, if Stefanski gets fired and like I'm the Raiders or the Jags, I fire my guy and immediately go get Stefanski. Stefanski's a good coach.
I think so too.
He's just stuck. And by the way, he doesn't want to play Deshaun Watson. Ownership won't let him bench him. So Stefanski is not the problem there in Cleveland. But like the interim thing, like Antonio Pierce is such a I don't know how much you've seen of the Raiders. That is slowly becoming a mudslide of galactic proportions, and there's no coming back from it. Top to bottom, that thing, when the end of the year and we look around and say, who's the worst team in the NFL, I think we might be pointing at the Raiders.
All right, our NFL Week 5 ankle biter is next. We will wrap up the week that was in the National Football League when we return on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.